All right, welcome to this week's episode of The Conservative Input. We're back. It's another week. We've had a few things happen, but we have a not something special, but we're gonna go into a little bit of a something at the end. But we've got Josie, we've got Steven, Zane and Devin are here for the first time in a while, which is absolutely fantastic.
I'm
So
in the middle of
yeah,
a drive-thru right now.
you're in the middle of a drive-thru. Hey, that's okay, man.
Wow,
That's okay.
man.
We're gonna
Come
have
on.
fun.
Hey, politics never sleep or
Hey, there you
stop.
go. But
Politics never die. And
but
No.
first we're gonna have Steven give it a little bit of announcement. So take it away,
Yes,
Steven.
so. All right, so I just want to make this big announcement. So, for those of you that don't know, there's an organization for young conservatives all across America called Turning Point USA. And they're actually going to be hosting an event this December. From de December 18th to the 21st, there'll be an event in Phoenix, Arizona, hosted by TPUSA called America Fest. It's going to be the biggest event in the conservative movement. There's going to be a whole bunch of speakers like Tucker Carlson, Candace Owens, Ted Cruz, Jim Jordan, Kayleigh McEnany. And there's also gonna be like musical celebrities playing, there's wonderful concerts. It's gonna be super fun. And so if you haven't already, please go and register and get your tickets before they sell out because they sell out real quick. It's gonna be a great time to hear speaker from different speakers about how we can win the culture war as conservatives. And it's also, but then, it's also a great time just, get to meet like-minded people, get to know them, build relationships, build networks with them. So if you haven't already, please go and register. Go to the TPUSA website and go to their events page and look for America Fest and sign up. And it's going to be in Phoenix, Arizona. Thank you.
All right. Okay. And yeah, so I'm sure I know a few of us are going to be able to go. I heard Mason's going, Steven's going. Did Drew say if he was going to go?
I
I
don't
think
know.
I think I think Drew said something about it. I don't know. But yeah. So first order of business is something that actually I think it's quite ironic. I think it's kind of funny. Well, technically it's not funny, but what's happened in the past makes it, like I said, ironic. So, and I will go ahead and share the article with the screen, then I'll share it with y'all. So.
Oh, let's bring it up. Bring up that article, boy.
All right. And then let me see here. So yeah, we're gonna be talking about Alec Baldwin and what he did to kind of get the internet's attention this week. So, can you guys see it?
Yes.
Yep.
Perfect. So,
Whoa.
this is an article by the Daily Wire. So, actor Alec Baldwin discharges prop gun on movie set, killing one, injuring another, authorities say. So, 63, he was working on a movie called Rust. All right, and from what I've heard, he's a producer on the film. And somebody handed him a weapon or a prop weapon. And he shot and killed someone. Supposedly it was filled with blanks, but obviously not. There's just a lot that's been going on. So it was one bullet that he shot, but there was reports of three other bullets being shot previously in the week. You had people that left because of unsafe working conditions. But so the person shot was the cinematographer. Her name was I feel bad. I can't. I don't know how to pronounce this. Helena Hutchins, I
That
think.
sounds right.
Yeah.
Helena Hutchins,
And
yeah, that
then
sounds about right.
so the bullet went through her and then hit the director as well.
Yikes.
Dude, that is
So
so much gall.
yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I don't even know what to say to this, honestly. It's
It's
just,
really sad.
it is sad,
yeah,
and it
it's
is
sad.
sad, especially since you have him tweeting things in 2017, and I will try and pull up those tweets right now. So, hold up. There we
I just
go.
don't
Now they can see us.
understand how this is like still happening whenever there's always like gun scenes in all types of movies, and especially like I've seen several memes where it talks about The Crow, you know, the movie The Crow, and where the actor was actually killed in a gun scene. And so I feel like Hollywood should have, like, already figured that out, and this shouldn't have ever happened again.
Yeah, you think.
Yeah, and it what I find is the most crazy is that there was reports of guns discharging earlier in the week. Okay, people left because of it. You know, they had to actually bring in an entirely new crew. Okay? And I don't understand why they're using... I mean, I understand, like, okay, real guns are probably, you know, easier to get a hold of, I guess. It sounds weird, but, you know, it's hard to make a, like, an actual prop. You know, you have to hire somebody to, like, make the prop, and, you know, it's a hassle. So why not just hire an armorer, you know? But it's just insane to me that they were using a real weapon that was loaded, period, okay? Clearly, he had no idea how gun safety works, you know, because why are you pointing a gun at someone? Why is your finger on the trigger, and why is it being shot, you know?
Yeah.
Especially if you're a producer, okay? Why are you pointing it at a cinematographer with a director behind her?
Oh, my Lord. Yeah, that's just... It's messed up, man.
Yeah, it's like, you would think it'd be one thing if you're, like, the actor in the scene, and, like, your role is, or, your scene is...
You cut out. Oh. She cut out.
So, oh, no.
No, I mean, yeah... I agree with Josie there. Like, I think it's just some tragic accident.
Yeah, and it is tragic. It's just, and you'll see this next. Okay, so let's go here, and then let me share it with y'all. So this tweet, it says, as the audience can see already, it says, I wonder how it must feel to wrongfully kill someone. And, you know, you have to think. I mean, you'd think somebody that holds this mentality would be just a tiny bit safer around guns.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And what I think is the issue is that these people who are all for, like, restricting access to weapons, gun control, gun laws, extensive background checks, or, you know, just a gun buyback or, like, a ban of all guns, they don't understand. They don't understand the training you have to go through and the background checks you already have to go through in order to actually own and be able to conceal carry. Which one do you have to get a license for? Conceal carry?
Yeah, conceal carry. I think so. Conceal carry is
concealed. It is concealed carry. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, like, these people really don't understand, like, what is really going on when it comes to that type of stuff. And then you know, it sucks. It really does.
I mean, I don't know. It was accidental. It was that. I think, like, maybe Alec Baldwin, I think it somehow had a way of, like, just coming back.
Yeah. And, I mean, I know it was accidental, but, yeah. You know, you have to think. There was three previous shots before. People complained about the working conditions. An entire crew left just to be replaced. And then it comes out that he's a producer. You know, I don't know if he's acting, too, but he's a producer and he's holding a weapon and shooting it. You know, why?
Well, and then he says, you know, all that stuff about the officers, and it's like, well, then you should be held to the same standard that you were trying to hold the officer to, even though the officer was coming across someone that he had no clue who it was, had no clue what he had on him, what his mentality was,
yeah.
What, you know, he should be held to the same standard that he thought the officer should. So he should be subject to charges.
So... We've seen this a lot, and we've talked about it a couple times on the podcast. Whenever there's, like, a big shooting, okay, it's usually when the police officer feels that his life, or his or her life, or somebody else's life is in danger, okay? And a police officer's duty is to serve and protect, okay? If he can't serve, and if he can't protect, what's the point of him being there? Mm-hmm. You know? And, you know, it is tragic how some of these people die. But, you know, what are we supposed to tell kids, you know? Like the one, I think that tweet specifically was referring to the kid who was shot by a police officer after he pointed a toy gun at the police officer. You know, I hate that this is the way it has to, like, be proven to him, but not everything is black and white, you know? Guns are a bit more complicated, and you have to go through a bit more training, and you have to be a bit more careful with them than a lot of people think, you know?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So.
I mean, yeah.
Well, also, this isn't the first time. Like, this isn't the first time that there was, like, you know, gun discharges. So, like, clearly there was a pattern there, and they didn't fix it after three times or however many it was. So you're going to criticize other people, and then even after it happened multiple times, you still didn't fix the problem.
Exactly.
Oh, man. It's just wild, honestly. Honestly, the gun shootings, man, like, accidental or, like, just on purpose, I was just...
Yeah.
It just boggles my mind.
Speaking of on purpose, apparently,
Yeah.
I'll look it up, but I had heard somewhere that Helena Hutchins was the wife of the lawyer in the Trump trial and Trump investigation, and the lawyer had said something about Josie. Are you looking it up right now?
No, I'm trying to get my Wi-Fi to work.
Oh, you're good. You're good. You're usually sleuthing, so I figured.
Yeah,
Helena Hutchins' husband. Let's look it up like that. But yeah, apparently, yep. Wait, no. Okay, Helena, Matthew Hutchins. He is an attorney with the Los Angeles law firm Latham & Watkins, according to his LinkedIn page. He graduated from Harvard Law School. So let me look up that law firm. Okay, so here's the headline, and this is Lucianne.com. It took me a while to find this, but Alec Baldwin's shooting victim was wife of Latham & Watkins' lawyer, which represent the Clinton-connected attorney that was just indicted by Bob Durham. So, Clinton-connected attorney, so that's people working with the Clintons.
What?
He was indicted, and that was the wife of one of the lawyers that worked with the company. Now, that may have been a lot of coincidence, but I don't know. It's a funny conspiracy theory. But yeah, the audience doesn't know that, but we just spent a lot of time on that for me looking at an article. So,
wow.
Yeah. Now, okay. Oh, we can see Zane. Zane's on his computer.
Back to, like, the conspiracy theory.
There we go.
You can't help but to think, like, there's something more to that, you know?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You know, it's like, everybody called us conspiracy theorists whenever we kept saying that COVID was, you know, man-made. And here it is, it comes out, it's man-made in the Wuhan lab. And so it's like,
I mean, sometimes I feel like sometimes conspiracy theories are just true.
Yeah.
At this point, I'm just like, let's just keep an open mind on things. Let's just like say, okay, you know, is this true or not? We're gonna do our research on this. And we are getting better. We are getting better. I'm not gonna lie. Just be like, oh yeah. you know. But yeah, conspiracy theories, I don't know. Like I said, that word gets thrown around a lot. It's just kind of overplayed at this point. Now you're just using that to silence the other side, even if we are telling you the truth. You still want to cause that. You're still trying to post your narrative. It's like, what's the point then? Honestly. What is true? What is not true?
Honestly. We're no longer conspiracy theorists with one big thing now. So quite a bit ago, Rand Paul was asking Fauci about why the NIH funded the Wuhan laboratory and funded gain-of-function research in COVID. And, you know, Fauci was like, we didn't do that. We didn't do that. There was no funding of gain-of-function research in the Wuhan laboratory. And Rand Paul was like, what? I mean, it's right here. You funded gain-of-function research in the Wuhan laboratory. We got the emails.
Hey, yo, Fauci, we got the emails.
Yep, not surprising now.
And then he was all like, frankly, you don't know what you're talking about. And we're like...
Okay, we don't know what we're talking about. Us conservatives, we don't know what
we're talking about. Yeah, we don't know what we're talking about. So, the NIH just confirmed that they funded gain-of-function research in the Wuhan laboratory.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Because of my extensive research of Wikipedia, I now have a PhD in some medical.
And gain-of-function field. Research?
Yeah.
You have a PhD in gain-of-function research? Yeah, me too, bud.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord. This is honestly just
I'm now out of control. Bigger brains than Fauci.
Facts.
I mean, we already know that's possible.
Yeah. Everybody's honestly, Fauci's just whatever. Like at this point, I just refuse to listen. Oh, and everybody that's watching this podcast, don't forget to go to the Fauci documentary. Go to search up the Fauci documentary on YouTube. Look up the trailers. No. Give them a whole bunch. Give them a whole bunch of dislikes. He deserves them for lying.
Okay. Watch it, then dislike it. How about that?
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Actually, no, we won't torment you to that. Just, I don't know. So
I was exaggerating a little bit, but...
I think what the biggest thing is... He lied to Congress. He lied to the American people.
Not only this, like, from him lying, so many people have died, you know? It's like they... And the scary part about it, too, is if you have a lot of doctors and, you know, nurses and stuff like that follow him and that listen to him. And it's like, how can you trust someone that lied to all the American people and all these people have died from getting COVID and he wanted to cover up everything, you know? Exactly. So it's like, how can you trust the health industry at the moment?
Yeah.
And that's... Yeah. I mean... A lot of us have been thinking that for a while now. You know, how can we trust the information we're getting when, you know, we can't really trust anybody involved in the government right now? You know, from the very beginning of the Biden administration, there have been red flags for a lot of us. And those red flags have not gone away. You know, the Arizona election audit didn't ease any of our worries about election fraud. Hey, YouTube, there's no evidence of widespread voter fraud, errors, or glitches that change the outcome of the U.S. election. Whatever.
Yep.
Lies.
No, Devin.
They're all lies.
Yeah.
Satirical, of course, right, Devin?
It's very satirical.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Hopefully it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean.
Hypothetically.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
So... None of these red flags have gone away, and if anything, everything they've done has just, you know, made us worry even more. Because now, not only did he fund gain-of-function research in COVID, okay, which most likely led to it getting out. So if Fauci had not funded gain-of-function research in the Wuhan laboratory, would we still be here in this situation?
Probably not.
Exactly.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Most likely not, but you never know. Somebody else may have funded it. I don't know. I don't really care. And then, you know...
It was the Illuminati.
The
con it. To
Illuminati. Y'all seeing eye. It's on our $1 bill. Come on now. The Arizona election audit. It brought up more questions than answers. You know? Why was there thousands of duplicate ballots? Why was there millions of, you know, files deleted? Why was there at least, 2,000-something deceased people that voted? Why was there people that voted after they moved out of the county, after they moved out of state? Why all this stuff in Maricopa County?
Like, come on. It's so safe and secure, though, right? Like, come on.
Super definitely. You know, mail-in ballots are safe.
The most secure election in American history, right after the California recall election.
Yeah, the most safe. Wow. Yeah, Biden is popular among so many Americans, everybody. Like, 80, come on.
81 million votes.
Yeah, he's the most popular president. Don't you guys know?
Yeah, the most popular
president. What's funny is that his animatronic is more popular than actual Biden.
So speaking of China, or at least relating to China, China recently set off a hypersonic missile that was nuclear capable.
Okay, there we go, China. Oh my gosh. Why you bring up China, bro? Honestly, as an Asian, like, if I hear one more thing about China, I'm just gonna rage. I'm literally just raging at China.
Are you waiting for Korea to send off an hypersonic missile?
Maybe.
The one problem is if Korea sets one off, you know they're gonna use it.
Well, which Korea are we talking about, Zane?
Definitely the one that will use it.
Okay. All right.
Honestly, like, I don't know. China's just doing China's, like, but Biden, I just think Biden won't do much.
So here's the thing. You know, the commies aren't really worried about, the actual commies aren't worried about being woke. They don't care. You know, we've got a transgender 4-star general in our military now. Meanwhile, Russia's training their soldiers to do backflips in, high-tech military grade armor, and China's developing super suits and shooting off interplanetary missiles. Okay.
Oh yeah. Our military is busy trying to teach all the people in our military how to nicely, politely ask them to say the right pronouns, you know.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and be less white.
Gotta use the right pronouns.
So be less white.
You know.
Oh boy, now we're gonna have a very small military.
I think it's going to get to the point where, you know, I mean, I feel like these countries already look at us and, like, laugh. You know, they're at least snickering under their breath. Because, yeah. I mean, our administration, our government, our military is not worried about the right things. You know?
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, come on, man. Where we always, sure. Honestly, like, people in the other countries are laughing at us right now. I mean, people said that with Trump, but I'm just like, Biden, they just, like, now they're taking us less serious than before, like.
I mean, and it's
yeah,
not,
I mean,
and it's,
maybe with
Trump. Maybe with Trump, what? No, you go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, maybe with Trump, they were laughing because he's kind of funny or he puts his foot in his mouth. But now they're actually laughing because we have no capability compared to them. And we are just weakening ourselves from the inside, doing their work for them.
Yeah, instead of having a funny, loudmouth president, now we have an incompetent president. Literally, at the G7 summit, people were laughing at him. Laughing at him, not with him.
He didn't even know, like, what time of day it was, too.
And it's just, I mean,
what the heck is this, man?
it's a real big I told you so to everybody who voted Biden, you know?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I don't know what they were expecting. Huh. And speaking of, you know, Biden, the CNN town hall. I mean, really?
Oh, gosh.
What were we trying to do there?
I don't actually know anything about this.
I think there was a solid 50 people there.
Yeah, Biden was just like, I remember he was just doing this jetpack was like selfie.
We'll bring it up. We'll bring it up.
Yeah, I'll bring it up.
All right.
Let's give Josie more red pills.
Honestly. Okay. So it. This man. I don't understand what is going on with this man. So let's I'm switching over to the InfoNet.
InfoWars.
Exactly. As you can see, this man looks like he is trying to fly with a jetpack. I mean, I don't know what to say about this. You know, he's just standing there, and it's not, and like people will say, oh, this is just like a freeze frame, this is one frame. Nope, he is doing it for minutes on end. On end, he is just standing there like this.
Bruh, and he looks like a kid who just, like, successfully took a dump in the toilet.
Yeah.
Like, bruh.
So... have you guys ever seen...
Now he's Beavis and Butthead, bro.
Yeah, okay. I'm glad you know what Beavis and Butthead is. Okay.
I mean, I just read the title there.
Oh, God.
But I know. I
know.
So, yeah.
I've never watched the show, but...
Hey, if Beavis and Butthead were president, you know, at least we'd have toilet paper. I am the mighty Cornholio. I need some TP for my bunghole.
I'm gonna start a petition to get Homer Simpson to become our president.
Honestly, we'll have the best economy ever. I don't care what people say.
He's better than Biden.
3 million jobs added, more than Trump. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Like I said it before, I'll say it again. Those are jobs people left because of the lockdown. You know, you're not adding anything. You're just. People are in the jobs. There's not more jobs than there was before.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much it for the news. Say good news.
The news.
So what's left on the agenda is how are we thinking about? Is that all that's left on the agenda? I don't know. Yeah, okay, yeah. So, how do we feel about 2022? What's happening?
Republican resurgence.
Republican resurgence? How?
I think this might be a great opportunity for Republicans to, like, elect good candidates and just, like, fire back at Biden. I feel like the midterms, Republicans, they're going to get more fired up than the last midterm.
Mm-hmm.
I feel somewhat hopeful. Like, there's a part of me that feels like it's a little bit skeptical. I feel like the Biden administration is just going to impose a lot more mandates. But, like, Republicans, they're pushing back. Like, you know, DeSantis is, like, a hero in our movement right now. He's being a hero.
Yeah.
Like Trump. DeSantis is firing back. And so, like, and plus there's been, like, in New York, there's been, like, protests against the vaccine mandate. You know?
Oh, yeah.
I do feel somewhat hopeful. And... in a way, I'm trying to contribute to that by saying, like, trying to define mask mandates. I'm like, no mask for me.
Hey.
Yeah.
And
my prediction.
Your prediction, Zane?
My predictions for 2022. There's going to be more vaccine mandates, more vaccine pushing from the Biden administration.
Okay.
There's going to be another Gavin Newsom recall.
Okay.
I'm not sure if that's possible, but okay.
China is going to do what China does. We're going to hear a little bit more about Afghanistan.
Yeah,
and
come on, Zane.
More people. Trying to go against the pro-life laws that are being put in place.
The Supreme Court has been upholding so far.
Yeah, yeah. What was it? It was Texas that started it, and I think Florida did.
Well, it started in Florida and Georgia.
Yeah.
We started. I think Georgia had the first heartbeat bill.
Mm-hmm. I think wasn't Mississippi on there too?
I think so.
Past one.
It's the southern states. I mean, let's be honest. It's all in the Bible.
South is the best.
Yeah. Facts. I mean, everybody's moving here. Everybody's moving to Texas. Everybody's moving to Florida. Georgia. So I know at the beginning of us doing the whole podcast thing, I talked a lot about how Georgia's population is increasing quite a bit, especially middle Georgia where I live. It's slowed down because you have a lot of people moving to Florida. You have a lot of people moving to Tennessee and a lot of people moving to West Virginia and then Texas now. So I'd like to think it's kind of leveled off, but Texas and Florida are definitely getting massive amount of people.
Yeah, we got like nobody moving up north.
Of course not. Of course not.
It's up north. Up north is lame.
I mean, you're up there in the Midwest, so I mean, honestly, there's not really much there, is there?
Zane kind of just dampened the spirit a little bit.
Cornfield. Hey, there we go.
There's cornfield. We got cornfields, cows, cheese.
What would you say, Steven?
I just think Zane kind of dampened a little bit of the hopeful spirit with his prediction.
I mean, I'd say it's accurate.
Yeah.
It is.
It's still kind of dampening our... I'm trying to keep the faith. I'm trying to hold the line in the East Coast. Even before, if I make, like, a potential trip to, like, Texas or Florida, I'm going to still try and hold the line.
Hey, yo, you guys should come to Minnesota in December when it's snowing.
I've been to Minnesota, actually. Like,
in the cold, though? In wintertime?
Yeah, I'd prefer to stay here.
It's very cold. I went down sledding, okay?
Sledding? No, we call it tubing here.
Now, I know there's a few places in North Carolina where it snows quite a bit, right, Josie?
Yeah. Yes.
But we enjoy pretty nice weather most of the year, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. Me and Josie have fun. You guys can enjoy the snow. We're good.
Yeah.
I hate snow.
I mean, I like it. It's just
sometimes. Yeah.
I don't like the heat. I just like
it's not all the time.
Hate. Let's go. Anyways, wow. Have you guys said your predictions for 2022?
Yeah, Josie, what are your predictions?
Let's see. Well, okay, so I'm thinking, well, it's really encouraging with all the stuff with the school boards going on. Like, a lot of parents are waking up or actually doing stuff about it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really encouraging. I'm thinking that will continue in a good direction. And then hopefully, like, we'll see more places refusing to comply with, like, vaccine mandates and mask mandates and stuff, like In-N-Out. In California,
and we saw Southwest Airlines go back on their decision to uphold those mandates, which is absolutely fantastic. Because
I'm hoping,
dang,
nobody can fly.
Yeah, planes. Now we just need shipping companies and ports. And Ron DeSantis, he actually said that if California ports aren't taking your stuff, we'll let you in. You just come through the Panama Canal. I know it's a little bit of a trip, but you come through the Panama Canal, you stop by our ports, we'll ship your stuff off to the rest of the country. Screw California.
Wow. Yeah.
Why you go to California?
It's a little bit more work, but at least they're not stuck. Because there's an oil spill off the coast of California now.
Yeah.
Because they won't take the cargo ships.
Mm-hmm. Also, just California
what is
smells.
What is California right now?
California does smell.
It does. It's a wasteland of filth.
What is happening with California right now? First the COVID mandates, now this. The oil spill, like, California, fix yourself.
Well, so here's the thing. In the states where we have, like, lockdowns and stuff, there is no real news.
Yep.
You know, there's not any real news in New York except for the, you know, the protests that are going on there. In California, there's no real news because... Let's be honest, majority of Californians that are actually affected by the masks and the lockdowns are the Dems living in cities, and they're completely okay with it. So
yeah,
the rest of California doesn't really have to worry about it that much because they live pretty far away from each other.
But the masks are supposed to help you. They're supposed to keep you safe.
It's kind of funny. Whenever you hear news about California, it's always like Southern California, like L.A.,
Yep.
area. It's always just that area. You never hear anything about, like, North California or anybody up there. They're just kind of on their own.
Yeah.
That is so not based.
So my predictions for 2022. So I've thought about this quite a bit, actually. I think the Democrats made a very poor decision in 2020. Mm-hmm. They made a really bad decision. They decided to take the progressives under their belt, to adopt their ideas and to actually try and put them in place. But they grossly underestimated the Republicans. They thought that they would be able to get this $3.5 trillion bill out. That did not happen. They thought that they thought they would have a lot more support. They thought Biden would be able to carry out things a lot smoother than he did.
Mm-hmm.
And the progressives in the House and in the Senate are not happy.
Yeah.
So, I think what's going to happen is there's going to be Democrats and progressives running in these Senate and House races.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not going to be able to get a majority.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
The votes are going to be split between progressives and Democrats. And then what's going to happen? Republicans are going to get majority.
Yeah.
And then they'll fill seats. And I think that's exactly... I think that's what's going to happen in 2024, too. I think that's what's going to happen in 2026 and in 2028. I do not see the Democrats winning another major election for quite a while. You know, we've got blue states that are turning red for the first time, and I was getting some, I think one of their seats turned blue for the first time, turned red for the first time in like 46 years, or is projected to turn red the first time in 46 years. We've got Virginia, it's Virginia, right? Loudoun County is in Virginia?
Yeah, I think so.
We're trying to avoid Loudoun County because it's kind of, even though it's, you know, important, Loudoun it's County, kind
of, it's in Virginia.
It's really, it's really spicy, so... and I feel like there's a pretty much good consensus about it. It's just not really appropriate for YouTube, especially for the audience we're trying to attract. So Virginia, first time in 12 years, you know, there's an actual threat of their governor being red, you know. I think in 2024 with the presidential election, I feel like Republicans are going to vote Republican. I think independents, they're gonna vote Republican. Democrats are gonna vote Democrat. Progressives are gonna vote progressive. Okay, and in the final election, we may have three candidates for the first time in a while. If Bernie if Bernie runs again, I see Bernie getting to the end, along with a Democrat and a Republican. It's the first time since Ross Perot. And Perot actually made quite a bit of headway. I think Perot was part of the Green Party, which Trump was part of the Green Party, too. He believed in a centrist third party.
Really?
Which is crazy, yeah. Which is crazy that he became so conservative. But I do think there's going to be a third party in 2024. I could be wrong. I most likely will be wrong, but I think it's possible. And I think progressives and Democrats are going to split that vote for the left, and Republicans are going to snatch the presidency. And I see that. I see the same thing happening in 2024 with that's going to happen in 2022 with the Senate and the House, you know. I see a lot of governors switching over. I do not know about California. California, I feel like, is a lost cause.
Yep. Definitely.
Yeah, they're just, you know,
re-electing Gavin Newsom or not recalling Gavin Newsom, I didn't see that coming. Now, I think there was evidence of election fraud in the California recall election, but probably not, YouTube. You never know.
I don't know. Yeah, we just gotta keep searching.
There definitely was. I'm gonna just say it. There was.
Yeah. I mean, we just gotta keep looking. You know, there may be, maybe not. Like, who knows? Like,
maybe if we look.
I doubt they're gonna do an audit because it'd be up to the. When it comes to governor races, I think it's up to the state because states decide how they run their elections. So the U.S. Government, the federal government can't interfere. So that'd be up to the state decide if they're gonna audit that election. And I doubt that the Senate or the House would agree to that. There.
Yeah, we all know that the. State government in California is just kind of we don't talk about them.
So do you guys think there's going to be a civil war?
I hope not.
I definitely hope not.
I feel like there might be, just not to the extent like anywhere near what it was.
I think
you know what, well, I mean, okay, so if you think about it, we already are in civil war.
Yeah,
we have a war of ideologies.
It won't be actual. I don't think it'll be actual, like,
fight. No, I think it'll be a political cold war between Democrats and Republicans.
Do you see? Okay, so do you see a split?
Split? Oh man,
a national divorce?
Maybe not. Maybe.
I think so. Yeah, because it feels like some of the like left states are trying to do that, and then also some of the right states are working on it too.
Well, so I mean, the thing is, you have to think about what that would entail. Would they go by states or would they go by counties? Because if they go by counties, the country's going to look very weird. If they go by states, the country's going to look very weird.
Yeah.
You know, they're not going to have a continuous country if they do that. So, I mean, I don't feel like it's going to split very well. If anything, I see us being more of a I see us being more of a confederacy of states. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not like a confederacy, but you know, a group kind of like the EU. But you never know. If it happens, I see that. I think there is going to be some more armed conflict.
Yeah.
But it'll mostly be a political cold war.
Yeah, most likely.
It'll mostly be armed conservatives against libs with trash can lids.
Or like just throw a water bottle. Like the best you could probably throw is like just bottles. Or like soda cans.
Here's the thing, I find that conservatives are more likely going to be hesitant about coming to arms.
Why
I mean,
is
look,
that?
Look at the Alec Baldwin thing. You know, clearly people on the left don't know gun safety.
Oh, yeah.
And then you have a whole bunch of conservatives online being like, dude, why are you pointing a gun at someone? Like, regardless of if it has blanks, regardless of if it's a prop, regardless of if, you know, it had the safety on, you don't ever point a gun at anybody ever. you do not look down that barrel and hold the gun up and point it at something unless you intend to shoot.
Oh, yeah. You know? I've been around guns a lot of times. I've shot guns. I've, like, helped kids shoot guns. I'm part of something called Royal Rangers, and there's a lot of shooting. And there's clay pigeon shooting at a camp, and I've had to tell kids, like, hey, yo, you're pointing that at my face right now.
Yeah.
Point that off up into the air, like, where no one's gonna, like, it's not near anybody, and don't put your hand on the trigger, like, finger on the trigger, until you're ready to shoot.
Finger off the trigger.
Safety on too.
Safety on. Point it at the ground. Finger off the trigger. Safety on.
Yeah.
Okay. Hold with two hands.
Yeah, I should have.
I hate people who like hold a gun like this, and I'm like, you are not going to shoot accurately.
I mean, I carry one handed. Sometimes I'll walk around with it, kind of just holding it or whatever.
Why do you just hold it?
Hey, yo, we're from the Midwest. We just kind of, you know, just hold it.
You just grip it. You palm it.
Yeah, like, we don't, like, in Hunter State, they taught us, like, all these, like, ways to hold a gun where you, like, hold it like this or like this. And I'm just, like, I just hold it by, like, the middle of it and walk around.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, forget holsters.
Yeah, that's what we do, you know?
Oh, yeah, just, or, like...
Hey,
just
forget a holster for a handgun. Just hold it by the barrel.
Machine gun. How about Josie carries a machine gun and...
Yeah. Josie, okay. I'm gonna run y'all through it. Okay. War breaks out. Alright. We've gotta defend ourselves.
Ooh, yep.
Josie, what's your weapon of choice?
And can a bow.
like a bow or a crossbow?
A bow. Like legless. Yeah.
Alright. I can get behind it. Okay. Alright. Zane, weapon of choice.
Can I pick two?
Sure.
Okay, for a secondary, I'd pick a Glock 23.
Okay.
And, like, primary... probably an AR-15.
Okay, hey. I'm cool with that. What about you, Steven? Weapon of choice. War breaks out.
War breaks out. Oh, my secondary weapon would be, first of all, I'd probably try to carry a firearm.
Okay.
Well, what type? Come on, man. You gotta be specific.
Okay, different types. I'm trying to look up.
Okay, wait, Josie. Short bow, long bow, hunting bow.
Crossbow.
Longbow.
I see. Yeah. I see.
Where's the firearm?
Hey, yo, no. I'm gonna switch mine to a semi-automatic Barrett 50 cal.
Okay.
With a bump stock.
I want a fully automatic revolver.
Nah, bro. I want a double barrel with an extended clip on the handle.
Or what about? Oh wait, I got it. How about?
That's cursed.
Machine gun. How about Colt automatic rifle?
Okay.
That's Colt a automatic. Primary weapon.
All right.
Firearms. Any? Oh my gosh. You guys are. Wow, you guys are just so. Are we going there? I am literally like ready for war. Like I am literally just like my mentally, I'm just like I'm ready to fight.
Hey yo, I want this.
Okay. All right. All right, now take it down.
I'll take one of those.
I'll take your entire stuff.
All right.
No, how about? Or like my secondary weapon of choice would be. Oh my lord. Where's the firearm? Oh my gosh. AR-15 rifles.
Your secondary is an AR-15?
Hold on.
Yeah. So you've got dual wielding rifles. That's hardcore. That's hardcore. That's not even a primary and a secondary. That's just two rifles, bro.
Nah, bro. Go with an Uzi.
I'd rather carry big rifles.
I got you.
Go with an Uzi. They're ineffective, they're useless, and it just scares people away.
Honestly. So, okay, for mine. I'm gonna get behind the secondary and the primary thing too, and I agree with you, Zane. For the primary, gotta be an AR-15. Gotta be. Now, when I'm talking for my secondary, I'm a Beretta guy. I like Berettas. What is that funny?
No, it's very funny.
Oh God, dang! I see how it is. For my secondary, what's up?
Oh, wait, no, never mind. I was going to say my dad is a Beretta. I'm like, oh, wait, no, that's a Benelli.
Yeah. So I'm going for my secondary. I'm going to go with, You know, I like the boxy look, but I got to go with the classic. You know, I'm going to go with the 92X full size. It's a big gun, man.
Ooh.
It's a big gun.
It's a 92 what?
92X full size.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
It's big.
Bet.
Let me see. I'm looking for the actual like sizes.
Not six better.
Length 8.5 inches. Ooh.
Oh no.
That's a long gun. That's a long pistol.
Yo, can I change my secondary?
Yeah. What's your secondary?
Desert Eagle.
A Desert Eagle? All right.
Desert Eagle?
You know, my primary, you know, I'll switch it. My primary weapon will be an AR-15.
Okay, your primary AR-15. Is an AR-15. What's your secondary?
The firearm.
Oh, wait, no, I want to switch mine to AK-5C.
We are switching so much.
I want an AK-5C, my guy.
Okay. Josie, you staying where you are?
Yeah.
I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. You made up your mind, and you can stick to it.
Hey, yo, but what kind of we gotta talk about vehicles now.
Oh,
what kind
gosh.
Of post-apocalyptic vehicle?
Skateboard.
Skateboard? Josie is based, man. She's just riding down the highway on her skateboard, taking out folks with an arrow, bow and arrow.
Oh, ooh, yeah.
Okay, I'll be honest, you gotta get some throwing knives, too.
Yeah. Okay. I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, I'm gonna go with my car. 92 Honda Accord. You know, I might chop the top off. That'd be kind of baller.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, we're in apocalypse, yo. Yeah. Apocalypse. I like how we started out with Civil War. Now we're talking apocalypse.
It's close enough.
Hey, honestly.
Hey, you know, You know I'm about to roll up in that Civic with a laptop in the passenger seat. Freaking LS swapped turbocharged.
Bro, I need to get my horsepower curve boosted, bro.
Bro, I just figured out this new tune. I need some help with it.
I need some engine tuning, broski.
I saw this in Fast and Furious, bro. You just gotta type a bunch of buttons and then you go fast.
Wait, so Josie, are you sticking with the skateboard?
Yeah.
Okay, hey. I'm down with it. What about you? What about you, Steven? What's your go-to ride for the apocalypse?
Oh, what?
What's your go-to ride for the apocalypse?
A motorcycle.
I'm gonna go for a motorcycle. Hey, because you said it.
Hey, yo, go with the crotch rocket, bro.
What's a crotch rocket?
You don't know what a crotch rocket is?
Motorcycle.
It's a motorcycle? Okay.
Yeah, it's a high-speed motorcycle, and everyone's just like...
Hey, that's cool. We got a crew right here. We got a chopped off 92 Accord. We got a Civic tuner. We got a skate. Don't worry, Josie. I can give you a ride every once in a while if you need one.
Okay. Yeah.
Hey, yo,
you might get a little tired skateboarding everywhere.
I gotta make sure the Civic's a manual so none of the millennials can take it.
Yeah. Hey. Rule number one of the apocalypse: learn how to drive manual.
Oh, see, you just go.
Yeah, that's the biggest anti-theft device now. That's what my dad says all the time. No kids know how to drive manual anymore, so you don't have to worry about it.
Or you can do what my friend's brother did and just walked around our church with a steering wheel.
What?
Oh, this guy was walking around our church with his steering wheel.
Okay, fair enough, I guess.
but you can drive it anyways. You just take a screwdriver, you know, just cram it in the thing, you know? Or you can take a wrench.
You know, I'd prefer a steering wheel, please. I mean, it's gotten to the point where I can, like, I'll drive with, like, I'll have my hand out the window because I like having my hand out the window, and I will drive with one hand.
Hey, yo, that's scary. It's scary if a car just zooms past you and you're like, ah.
Especially if your car likes to turn to the left and you have a manual and you have to shift gears. It's only a little dangerous, but regardless. I think we've got this settled, you know. We've got it figured out. This is the apocalypse crew.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
I know. I'll be whipping around in a Tesla Roadster too. Modified Tesla Roadster.
You can only have one car.
Nah, bro. I'm gonna have two cars.
Okay. Where's the electricity gonna come from then?
Oh, yo! You didn't let me finish. I'm gonna put an engine in that thing.
What?
So what's the point of it being a Tesla?
It looks cool.
Yeah, bro, come on, man.
Cybertruck.
I'll gap people, you know? I saw a Prius. This guy put a Hellcat engine in a Prius. I'm going to do that with a Tesla Roadster. Man. I'm going to put a Hellcat engine in a Tesla. They won't expect it.
They're so unbelievable, bro.
All right. Well, I think we've covered just about everything.
I think we've covered... Plenty.
Yeah. So
a lot more than we need.
Buy a Tesla Roadster.
Hey, Elon Musk is based, bro.
Hey, based.
Sometimes he's kind of weird. I don't know. But it's whatever. So I guess to close this out, like, comment, subscribe, check out the podcast. We're on Amazon Music, Audible. You know, Apple Podcasts. We're on a whole bunch of other podcasting platforms. Spotify. Leave a 5-star review. Share with your friends. And yeah, did any of y'all have anything you wanted to say?
Go follow my Twitch.
Go follow
Zane's Twitch. Zane, which Twitch?
XX Mr. Taco Sauce XX.
XX Mr. Taco Sauce XX.
They didn't let me just do Mr. Taco Sauce.
I'll leave a link. Send me a link for that.
Hey, yo, cool.
All right. Again, sign up for the America Fest in December.
I sign up. It's December 18th to 21st?
Yes. Phoenix, Arizona. Yep.
Right. Oh, yo, that's in Arizona?
Yeah. Josie, anything from you?
Nope. Good.
You good? All right.
Yeah.
Well, everybody have a wonderful... whatever time of the day it is. And Adios.
Bye bye.
Peace out.
Yeah, honestly.
Alright, I'm gonna be honest. I was kind of distracted. What were we just talking about?
Well, we were talking about the conspiracy.
Oh, so like conspiracy theories and how, you know, they called us conspiracy theorists and it turned out conspiracies were true?
Yes.
Okay, alright.
No, we're still conspiracy theorists.
Yeah, you never know.
Okay. True.
Speaking of a conspiracy theory.
9/11 was an inside job.
Alright. So Devin says she's gonna go on a call, so she doesn't know when she's gonna be back, so we'll go ahead and start without her. Are you guys okay with that?
Yes.
Cool.
Alright.
You good?
Yeah, I was opening my mouth.
Okay.
Huh?
Glad you're still alive, Steven.